Yo, what up, coffee gang? We are back, and we are here in Van Jam. We are at the pre-session, walking around, seeing all the homies. There's a good 20 or so people here at the pre-jam tonight. More people rolling in every hour. It is hype. So I want to kind of walk around, introduce you to some of the guys here at Van Jam this weekend. I got my boy,
Michael from Kendama Club.
Michael from Kendama Club. Michael, is this your first time to Van?
This is not my first time to Van.
But this is your first time to Van
absolutely
Jam.
Absolutely my first time to Van Jam.
You stoked?
I'm absolutely stoked.
Hell yeah. What are you most looking forward to?
Jamming with the community, man.
Yeah, what are you rocking for the weekend?
I got the O Kendamas Revo Clear, so it's the candy. I think it's just called the candy setup.
The candy setup. It's a nice yellow. I just tried the Revo, or it's called Revolution Clear or Revo Clear or something
like
that, right?
Revolution Clear, yeah.
Yeah, it's fire. It's really nice. I've never tried any OK. So if you're an OK fan, you're listening to this.
Check it out.
It's fire. It's fire. Yeah, Michael, thank you so much. Go check out KendamaClubCanada.com, right?
.ca.
Because we Canadian.
That's right.
Absolutely. We will be back probably with Michael a little bit later during the weekend as well. Well, we'll say hi to him. Let me introduce you to my boy Lachlan, though. Lachlan, say what's up.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
We are chilling on the Van Jam mini-series of The Review. We're just out here chilling. Is this your first time to Van?
Not my first time to Van, but first time here since I started playing Kendamas.
Okay, and what has been your first impressions at Van Jam? The pre-party. This isn't technically Van Jam yet.
Yeah, no, it doesn't get much better than just playing some Kendama on the beach and seeing everyone out here that you've seen online for me for like almost a year and a half now. It's pretty cool just to kind of link up and, you know, see him eye to eye. It's cool.
Absolutely. What is your Instagram handle? You want to plug that for the listeners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Lachlan, so just my first name, and it's L-A-C-H-L-I-N, Lachlan.
Just Lachlan. You secured that.
Yep.
That's epic. It's very that's rare, like, yeah. Man, I wish I had just Adam or something.
It feels good, man. Yeah, or it's a little bit of a flex.
Yeah, whoever has the Instagram for Kendama, like, big flex. Yeah, they probably don't
probably
even play.
It's probably just a dead account with like 8 followers from like, 2009 or something.
Yeah, whoever has that, if you listen to this, give it to me. Come on. I want it. Lachlan, what are you most looking forward to tomorrow?
It'll be cool just to kind of do the competition, and I don't know what I'm thinking yet, but just getting to actually play people head-to-head. I haven't been able to do that much aside from the guys out in Edmonton, so
yeah.
Getting to just kind of see some new tricks and see what everyone's up to, it's going to be neat.
Heck yeah. You coming to kick butts and take names?
I try my best anyways, yeah.
Right on. All right, thanks, Lachlan.
Cheers.
Yo, we are walking over. I'm going to go say hi to a new homie that I have just met for the first time, my boy Enrico. Enrico, say what's up to the Brewview.
Brewview? Hi. Hello. Yep.
Enrico, where are you from, man?
I am from Ontario, Mississauga.
And you flew here last night, yesterday.
Yes, I did. I came here around 8 o'clock, met with Max.
And Enrico, you are sponsored by Sweets Kendamas Canada, the newest sponsor of Sweets Kendamas Canada, right?
Yes, I am, fortunately.
How has that been for you?
It has been honestly really fun. Got to play with a lot of new people, been with a new team. They're so good. And honestly, just been hanging out with the homies.
What has been the best part of being at Van Jam so far?
Just seeing so many people, so many new faces. I'm usually playing by myself, and now I'm able to see so many more. And that's just like the best part.
Heck yeah. And are you coming here to kick butts and take names?
That's the plan, but honestly, just to have fun especially.
Absolutely. I love to hear it. Enrico, dude. Pleasure meeting you so far.
Yes,
we're going to be jamming all weekend long. I'm stoked.
100%.
Absolutely. Okay, I got to introduce you to this new friend that I just met. I don't know if he's a fan of the Brewview or not yet, but we're going to make him one. This is my new friend, Lucas Adverse. You guys might know him as the Kendama Juggler or the guy who was featured by Instagram. I don't know. You go by a ton of different accolades, but say what's up, Lucas.
Hey, what's up? So this is Lucas, yeah. I mean, people call me Adverse. I like being called Adverse.
Do you prefer Adverse?
I do, actually, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's my last name, but it's always been like a nickname for everyone in my family, you know, my sister, my dad, my grandpa Adverse.
So what do you guys all do when you're together with family? Do you just call each other Adverse? How do you know? How do you know who's calling who?
Yeah, it's just that people that know us, they call us Adverse, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How long have you been playing Kendama for?
Like 4 years right now.
4 years. And this is, what, your third Van Jam, fourth Van Jam? Or how many times have you been coming?
Oh, it's my third Van Jam.
And this one's going to be a little different. It's only Canadian homies at this one.
Yeah, because of the fucking COVID.
Yeah,
thing.
The COVID. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're good. We're out here. We're out in public. You're doing your thing. What are you playing for the weekend? What Dama?
Dude, I'm playing fucking Chrome Gas. It's honestly so gas, it describes it.
It's so good. Those are some of my favorite chrome setups. I really like those. There was the charcoal and the cream one. I like the cream one a lot. I love really neutral tones in kendamas. I don't love the like really bright, flashy like neons and yellows and stuff like that. But like if it's a good Pantone or a good just simple aesthetic, minimalistic color, that's my vibe.
Yeah, it's simplistic, and I really like the ash, how this feels, you know, the contact with the maple and ash.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
How do you think you're going to do in the event tomorrow?
I don't really have that many. I mean, I'm not a competitive guy. I'm here just to have fun and meet people. So I'm just going to, I mean, I will compete just because it's fun, right? But unless you're in the finals, then it's not fun. Then you're fucking shaky like crazy, right? But yeah, I'm not too competitive, so I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, who do you think is going to take it?
Who I think it's going to
take? Yeah, looking around at who's with us here, who do you think is going to take this?
Honestly, Max is a good...
Max Angel, you heard it.
Lucas, maybe.
Adverse wants Max. All right.
As honed as he gets, right?
He is so honed. I did beat him in a game of Ken when I showed up, though, so first dub goes to me. All right, yeah. Thank you so much, Adverse. We will probably touch base more throughout the weekend with you. We'll say hi again for
sure.
Thanks
so much, Adam.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me just say a quick hello to Jarrett here. He's just vibing. Jarrett, we are now in Van. You are part of the road trip crew. What's it like?
It's great, man. It's beautiful out here. It's less smoky than it is in central BC. I'm really enjoying it. We got some bomb tacos just down the street from here.
Yeah,
came as well.
Yeah, I was there. We had some bomb tacos. What tacos did you get?
I got some deep fried chicken. They were really good.
Deep fried chicken tacos.
Threw a bit of Valentina sauce on it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I got the Baraboca or Babaroca and the carnitas. Yes. I don't even remember. The pulled pork ones. Fantastic. Super good. All right. We've heard lots from Jarrett. We'll touch base with him again for sure throughout the rest of the weekend. So we
much
won't.
Love, guys.
All right, Jarrett, now that you've seen a few people play, though, before I run, who do you think is going to take it tomorrow?
You know, I honestly think this guy that's talking to me right now has a damn good chance of winning it. So I'd maybe say Cafe Kendama.
Cafe Kendama. You heard it here. We'll see. We're collecting a poll right now. Yo, Max. We are here with Brewview, comes to Van Jam, and I am finally standing next to one of my longtime internet Kendama friends, Kendamax Angel, and now I'm here with him in person in this bright, smiling face. Max, say what's up to the Brewview.
What's good, Brewview? What's good, Adam, man? Good to have you out here. Good to have the crew. We've got a beautiful sunset over...
Yeah, we're looking right over the ocean right now. Actually, not but 15 minutes ago, Max and I just went for a quick little dip. That was my first time going full body in the ocean. And I am glad to say it was with my homie, Max Angel.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
Max, are you excited for Van Jam?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, it's been on my mind for a long time now. We've been preparing at the shop, getting stuff ready. This week has been pretty hectic and super hyped to just have everyone here now. Just watching everyone jam at this very moment, and stoked to get everyone and just mob out this park, take it over, see all the Toronto homies coming out.
Yeah, they're not here yet. Yeah, a couple of them are, but
yeah, a couple. But I'm just stoked. It's just gonna be a hilarious, hectic weekend. Pretty disorganized, but just fun. Like, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I've been doing a poll, Max, of who people think are gonna take the event tomorrow, and name's come up once or twice already. How do you feel about that? You got some pressure on you.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm hopeful. I don't want to try way too hard because I kind of just want to chill. So I don't really know if I'm going to be gunning for way too much. I thought Jared Porter was going to come. I thought he was just going to take it easy. I think you got a good shot.
We'll see.
I think, man, you beat me in a game of Ken already today. So,
yeah, I just said that like 5 minutes ago.
No way.
Someone was like, I don't know. Max Angel was like, I took the first step.
I took the first step with some sick tricks too, but... I don't know. I think Adverse has got a good shot for sure.
He can pull some tricks out that no one else can do.
If he wanted to be toxic, he could be toxic and win easy.
If he went for kill shots, some under the leg goon stuff.
I've definitely heard some good stuff. I know Enrico's got his bag. Anthony's got his bag.
Yeah, the Sweets guys will come swinging for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some unnamed Berta homies that could come and take it, but I don't know. I think if I had to pick though. Dang, man, I don't know. I'm going to say that I'm going to take it. Why not?
Yeah, let's give it to Max. Heck yeah, Max. Well, hey, we will probably touch base a little bit more with you throughout the weekend. We're trying to podcast this whole thing.
For sure.
Get some cool audio content from Van Jam. You know, mix it up a little bit. Any words you want to say to the homies listening before I go find someone else to talk to?
For all those listening, for all those outside of Canada, wish you could have made it. It sucks that the borders were closed up. All those in Canada, I hope you did make it. And if you didn't, I don't know. come to Van and jam another time. Stoked.
There's always a jam in Van.
Yeah, always.
Even if it's not Van Jam.
Exactly.
Heck yeah. Thanks, Max. Sweet. Thanks, man. Yo, Kristen, can I come interrupt you real quick?
Sure.
Do you wanna say what's up to the review?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, guys, you guys have probably heard Kristen before. She was on the review not too long ago sharing her story. And now I finally get to meet you in person. Actually, so we've met.
I know, but I don't remember, and I feel really horrible about
no,
that.
No, don't feel.
So this is the first time we actually get to meet, and I will remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Kristen, how excited are you for Van Jam this weekend?
Very excited. Don't feel like we're ready enough for it, but I always feel that way with Van Jam, and it always works out. So, you know, that's just because I'm like the chronic, I'm just the chronic planner, so I always feel like there's not enough done. But
this one's chill, right?
Because it's very chill.
It's different from previous years because we have the borders closed, so it's just Canadian homies. How does that feel?
Weird, but yeah, weird.
But this is probably one of the greatest Canadian turnouts you've probably ever had at Van Jam, right?
It is, actually. It is very true. So, like, when I say weird, I don't mean that it's necessarily instantly
It's just
bad.
Different. We don't have it's the Gallaghers different. Or Nick Stahl
yeah,
or you name
have,
it.
We don't have, like, the people that I typically see at events in Van Jam and stuff. And so it's usually, like, the same crowd of people who I love to see and I really miss here today. Mm-hmm. But it is pretty incredible to see people coming out from, like, all corners of this country that I wouldn't see otherwise. So
yeah.
And we've done nothing and gone nowhere for the past year and a half, so I'm really, really excited to see people.
I know, so. It's so nice. I haven't stopped smiling since I got here, just all the friendly faces. Yeah. It's so
especially because I spend no time on social media, so like this is it for Kendama for me, you know? And we haven't done anything like in so long. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, are you competing? In
no,
the event?
I'm running.
You're going to be running.
I'm helping running stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So as someone unbiased and outside of the event, who do you think is going to take it?
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't even seen all the people who are going to be here. Like,
true.
You know, that's the thing. Like, there could be someone who comes out of nowhere.
There's a couple that I know that are coming that are closet players that have some bags.
Yes.
They got a bag of tricks.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, I honestly couldn't tell you because we don't have the typical, like, pro players here this year. And I also just have much less of a read on who's even coming this year. So I honestly couldn't even give you a guess.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy coming out of Vernon. His name's Kyle Payne. Mm-hmm. He came to Brew Battle when we hosted it in October. And he was like a dark horse. He swept almost everything.
What?
And nobody knew he existed before
that.
Thing.
That's the incredible part about events. Like in-person events.
It's crazy. Yeah. Different kind of breed of people.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen, I'm sure we'll catch up a little bit more with you throughout the weekend, especially when you're running things. We'll want to know how things are going and get some cool audio content from the weekend. So
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
And we'll touch base again soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, guys, I got to introduce you to my new friend. I've chatted with him a ton on Instagram, but let me introduce you to Mr. Bongs and Bevels.
My guy, what's up, Adam?
Yeah, Britton, say what's good to the review.
The Coffee Gang, the review, the legendary Kendama podcast.
I don't know how legendary it is, but...
I think it's pretty legendary, man. I don't know. When it showed up, I was, like, super hyped. It was, like, coffee, Kendama, chatting, sick. I'm down.
Yeah, we're down. We're vibing. We're having a good time. What are you most looking forward to Van Jam?
I think it's just, like, seeing the homies again. It's been a long time. I mean...
Have you been to an event before?
Not the style of Van Jam. I mean, I've done like a couple like smaller meetups when I was living down here in Van, but not to the extent of Van Jam. So it'll be quite solid for that. But I'm just glad for like the good vibes, hanging out, seeing the homies again.
Heck yeah! Do you jump in the ocean yet or what?
No, but I'm thinking about it because it's getting hot. Like, I've been hot for a while. And
it's starting to chill down now. Now's like the time to go.
I know, but see, like that's why I feel like I've almost procrastinated too far.
I know. You should just go right after we chat here and go for a rip in. And then when you come back, you can say what's up to the review again.
Yeah, you just like so what you're saying is...
This is pure pressure now.
You're pushing me into the water for the review. And Rod's in the background just smiling. He's like, it's going to happen.
Rod, come over here. We're actually podcasting the whole weekend. We've been road trip podcasting.
Oh,
review comes to Van Jam, and we're
welcome
doing
to Vancouver. But
yeah, thank you. So we've been having a vibe with it, and now that we're here, I figured, hey, let's do a little walk around, meet some of the people of Van Jam, introduce them. We'll do a little bit more of this tomorrow at the event, but do a little pre-Van Jam pod episode.
Fuck yeah.
Say what's up, man.
Yo, what's up, nerds? It's Rod hanging out at Van Jam on the beach.
This is your event. This is like Rod's hometown.
Yeah, it's my hometown. Wow. where I live.
Yeah,
for
you,
now.
Used to be Calgary. You moved away, and then we made an event for you. Come on.
That's true. You guys have done some work in my absence.
Yeah, we're just trying to carry on the legacy. Carry it on. Bringing it back. Rod, what are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Honestly, hanging out with the homies, playing some Dama. Nice, beautiful sunset behind us. I mean, can't ask for much more than that, can you?
Yeah, and you're having a good weekend already. You got some fresh ink on you.
Yeah, I got tattooed yesterday. The homie Tony Chen, he's a Taiwanese homie that's lived in Vancouver for a long time, and he's just started tattooing, and he did a little bird on my chest, and he's killing it. Yeah, Tony's the homie. He's also a Dama homie. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah. You mentioned that to me, but not to the people of the pod. Does he have an Instagram that people can go check out?
Yeah. What is his Instagram? I think it's... Is it just Tony Chen? Fuck, I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Right on.
God damn.
Rod, in tomorrow's event, who do you think's taking it home?
I don't know, man.
You competing?
Absolutely, I'm competing.
Yeah.
You know, I got second at the first Van Jam. I've never won a Van Jam.
This might be your chance to. The Gallaghers aren't here.
The Gallaghers aren't here, yeah. Man, when the Gallaghers were here, I tried to get them to play off the wall for the finals. You know, real Van Jam style.
Is that a Van Jam style?
They wouldn't do it.
Oh, like you grab a Dama off the wall? Yeah. Is that... Dude, I cannot wait to go see the Terror Shop. Dude. I've never been.
Oh, you haven't been in yet?
No, I've only ever been to the Sweet Shop. That's the only Kendama shop I've ever been to. And there's really not that many. There's like Sulab, Sweets, Terra.
I mean, yeah. Sulab is more of like a cafe, honestly. They do have like a wall of Kendamas for sale. Yeah. But
And Kendama Israel has a
Kendama
shop.
Israel has
and
a shop.
Chrome now.
Chrome has a shop. They had a shop for a while, actually. They had a shop when I went to Denmark and then in 2014, and they changed to a different shop. And I think now they have an even new shop. I think it's their third one. Maybe.
Yeah, they've been moving around a lot.
Yeah.
Their new one looks super aesthetic.
But there's like lots of Kendama shops. Like there's little, like even like nothing but Kendama in Japan. Like in Japan, there's a bunch of little like cafes, kind of like Sulab, like the Kendama Rock Cafe in Onomichi. There's fucking nothing but Kendama in Osaka. There's a bunch of other ones that are less Kendama themed, but very like Kendama hangouts. Like Emma Coffee is a place in near Osaka that Zawa goes and hangs out and brings Kendama kids to all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a bunch.
Heck yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a good little Kendama world we got going on.
Yeah. So to answer the question, though, are you the one taking it home this weekend?
I hope so. I'm not going to make any claims.
All right.
I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to try and do some tricks. And if I win, I win. If I lose, I'm still going to have some fun.
Do you have a new trick up your sleeve that you're hoping to whip out on someone?
Not off the top of my head, but it's been a while since we've all jammed, so maybe.
Okay. Do that around Fast Hand Cup or around the World Fast End.
Oh, yeah, around Fast End.
Yeah.
If I could, I would.
It's a wild
I just want to film that one. Never mind doing a game of Dama.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
All right, Rod, thank you so much for jumping on here. We'll touch base with you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yes. Much love to the Cafe Kendama squad. Everybody out there drinking your coffee. Enjoy.
I feel like they drink other things. I feel like I carry enough of the caffeine for them.
I hope so. Anyway, have a good one.
All right, let me introduce these guys to a couple other people here. Yo, Dion, say what's up to the review.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Dion, this is your first time out to Van Jam, eh?
Yes, it is my first time.
Have you been to Van before?
Yeah, to visit family, of course.
Okay, sick. How you feeling it so far?
I'm loving the vibe. You know, we're all just hanging out, just chilling, playing games of Ken, just messing around.
Absolutely. You stoked for the event tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, super stoked.
What are you most looking forward to?
Just, like, you know, seeing more of the community. Like, I have some friends coming out from, like, Prince George and all that.
Yeah.
I know it'll be nice just to soak up all the community.
Heck yeah. And what are you playing for the weekend?
I'm playing a Kendama Israel Rhino Clear 62 mil on top of a Squab 2020 from Analog, weight match.
Okay, that's a good setup.
Oh, for sure.
I can mess with that. That's cool. And who are you predicting is going to take home the event tomorrow?
Ooh. No bias. I'm going to have to give it to Isaac Bradford.
Isaac Bradford.
He's not here today.
Oh, yeah. Isaac B. Kendama, right?
Yeah. No, he's a maniac for sure.
Yeah.
He didn't even come out tonight. He's resting up. He drove in. He's going to be all primed for tomorrow. Stoked to see what goes down.
Absolutely. Heck yeah, man. Well, thanks for jumping on here. We're going to be tuning in with some more people tomorrow. We'll get you back on here saying some hellos, doing a little brew view on the road sesh.
Yeah, no, I love the vibe. It has to be done still.
Yeah, we got to create some cool content.
Yeah, the brew view can't sleep.
Absolutely. Well, let me go introduce you guys to one more friend. Oh, maybe a couple more, but... Yo, you want to say what's up to the review? Introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up? My name is Brandon from Edmonton. First time in Vancouver.
This is your first time in Van too?
First time
this
in
me
Van.
Too.
Yeah, man.
Heck yeah.
Having a great time. Really good vibes. Everybody's super kind.
Yeah.
Like, super kind. Haven't had this much fun playing Kendama literally ever. I mean, dude, just the community is what makes it.
Yeah.
Anybody can learn tricks, but the community is something that's next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Experiencing the city, playing Dama, meeting people, really just new experience.
Yeah.
Right? Something I can bring home with me that will live on for the rest of my life and make me excited to get out more and come back to this city and do this again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yo, I just noticed you have a BMX tattooed on your wrist. Do you ride?
I had ridden for over 10 years. Recently gotten stolen, but I'm going to be getting back into it. It's another huge passion for me. And Kendama kind of gives me the same feeling.
It does, right?
Yes.
I used to BMX and I dirt jumped, and then I dislocated my elbow and I was out of commission for a year. And so I ended up picking up Kendama and getting super into it. And it filled that same sort of like dopamine rush of like learning something new, hitting a new trick, whatever it was.
When you do a trick and you hear that sound, you land it for the first time. There's nothing like it.
Nothing.
You know, and a lot of people might look at Kendama that have never seen it before and be like, what is that? It's such a simple thing.
Yeah.
But it's the tricks are one thing that it gives you that feeling. But just like when you get into any hobby, any community is what makes it even better and will push you to get to that next level.
Yeah.
Right? So it all comes together. It's all a part of the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brandon, do you listen to the review?
I have.
You have? Okay. Yeah. You want to say anything to the listeners out there tuning in?
I'd say keep supporting this awesome cause.
It's my charity.
Support Kendama. You know, if someone's interested and you have an extra Dama, gift it to them if you can. If you can afford it, that's how I got into Kendama.
And really, you were gifted one
by Ty.
By Ty.
Daigle.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
super exciting. And now you're here because of that.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to try new things.
Try new things, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Anytime,
we'll tune in with you a little bit later.
Sounds good.
Peace out. All right, we're gonna wrap this up real quick, but I gotta introduce you to the man of the hour here. You guys have met him before. This is Mr. Alex Smith. Alex, your mouth is full, but you want to say what's up to the review?
Yeah, what's up? You caught me having dinner here.
What are you eating?
Oh, I went to No Frills earlier and just grabbed some random groceries. So I got some pita bread, hummus on that. Some Montreal smoked meat and some spicy Havarti.
That's the food of an event host. You got to eat healthy over the weekend.
Is that healthy? I was going to say, it's kind of like, it's kind of a random mix.
I don't know.
It was all right. It was good.
Hummus, you got some good protein in there. You're good. You're chilling. Alex, what are you most looking forward to this weekend? This is how many Van Jams now? Eight? Nine?
More or less eight. There wasn't really a Van Jam last year, but Jared Porter won it.
Jared and Misha and a couple guys drove out, and you guys had like a little session.
We just had like a bunch of Dama Jam sessions, and Rod texted me at some point, and I wasn't even there. They were all seshing, and he was just like, yo, I think this is as close as we get to Van Jam, and I think Jared Porter wins. And as soon as I read that, I was like, yes, it makes sense. Like Jared was just absolutely shredding everyone's face off.
And he does
so
that
congratulations
every,
to Jared Porter. He didn't even realize. I was texting him like 2 days ago. Because he can't make it to Van Jam this year, unfortunately. But it's kind of perfect because he's not allowed to defend his title. That's kind of questionable in the first place. But I mentioned to him that he's not going to be returning champion. And he was just like, haha, I've never won Van Jam. And I was just like, you have won Van Jam. And you know, he's actually like the most pure winner of Van Jam too. Because he didn't even realize. You know, it's beautiful. You don't want to show up and try too hard.
Yeah.
We'll all make fun of you.
There's that culture here at Van Jam, right? Like if you come to like win Van Jam, that's kind of like,
It's not the vibe.
Not the vibe. You come to Sesh and you happen to win Van Jam.
Exactly. And that's how Jared pulled it off. It was beautiful. Well done, Jared. So I'm like laughing listening to this right now. I didn't even answer your question. The favorite thing this weekend? I don't know. It's tough to pick.
It's different for you, though. This is the first time that the American homies aren't coming up.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
How are you feeling about that?
I mean, sad. It's like really unfortunate they're not going to be able to. wish the border was open, but you know, it's been COVID life. So really, I'm really just like happy we can do this at all in like any sort of capacity. Definitely trying to plan to have an event later this year once the border does open up, and like get all the American homies out. So yeah, sad they won't be here for this one, but definitely stoked because I know there will be one in the not too far away future, and I know they'll be here for it. So that'll be good. But honestly, like, there's so many new Canadian faces out.
Did this shock you that there was this many Canadians that would come out? Or did you think that was coming?
I guess we kind of, just talking to people through DMs and stuff, we got like a little bit of an idea, but it's still always just like, when you're actually there and like everybody's now here, and it's like, damn, okay. I mean, this isn't even actually Band Jam, you know?
No, this is like the pre-party, and it's like probably a third of the people or less, maybe.
Yeah. And
do you know how many people are coming roughly?
I don't know exactly because we have like, registration is just for the contest. Mm-hmm. Pre-registration, just hanging out is just come hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The contest I think has like 50 plus people in it right now.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and that's all Canadians. That's huge.
Pretty much, or I mean, people who are just here incidentally. Yeah. Like there are some Americans who have been here for the duration of it or whatever, but I mean mostly Canadians, I suppose.
Yeah, that's super cool. Probably one of the, like, that is the largest Canadian event that I think has ever happened. Like,
yeah, I mean,
our event in Calgary wasn't that big. That's crazy.
Like Van Jam in previous years pulled a lot of people from like across BC, Alberta, the US, definitely like the Northwest US. We've had a bunch of people from Japan, from Europe before.
But I know you guys are missing Misu this year.
I
wanted Misu to be here so bad.
But I mean, I think this is the first time we've had people from Ontario.
Yeah,
like,
whoa.
Like legitimately came and
not even just like one or two. There's like a squad.
I think there's going to be like a half dozen at least coming through. So
yeah, the Sweets Canada guys.
I mean, it's sweet. I love to see Kendama growing just, you know, in our local environment.
Yeah.
Get the Canadian homies out. So.
Absolutely. All right, but the real question that I've been asking everybody here, even though Van Jam isn't about the competition, if you could pick one person that was going to win the competition tomorrow, who do you think is going to be the winner?
Oh, tough question.
I know this is a little
Nick Gallagher's not here to... Nick Gallagher could just hang out and ruin everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But he's not here, so it actually opens it up a little bit.
Right? Oh, man, there's going to be some good contest. Like, I've only just started to kind of sesh with, like, some of the new faces here. And there's a few people who are, like, definitely putting it down. And, you know, Games of Dama, it's always, it's a bit of a toss-up. You know, if somebody has, like, some funky tricks, it's, you know, it ultimately comes down to who lands it. So it's a tough say. You know, okay, I got to pick somebody, though.
I was chatting with Rod. He says he's keen to try and take one home. He's never done it.
Rod has wanted to real bad.
He's come second, he said. But
he's had some looks. Yeah, I throw it out for the Terror Squad. I feel like Max is pretty honed right now. He's definitely, like, very hyped. This is one of his first actual Kendama events.
I know,
attended, which is crazy because he's been playing forever.
Yeah, like 10 years.
So, okay, I think I'll throw it in for Max. I think I'm going to say, let's get that Max Angel win. It'd be sweet.
I want to play Max in the finals. I want to give him the rebate chance. I beat him in the game of Ken today.
He's gotta
win it back, but in the finals.
Jeez,
you know?
my pick is already getting beat up. He's gonna be back for blood. He's saving the real stuff.
Yeah, no, he is.
No, that's not the vibe. No, I'm stoked. I love. I mean, the actual event itself is very freeform. It's basically draw the bracket, and then it's just like go play Games of Dama. Everybody knows how to play.
Yeah.
You know, you can figure it out. And usually we slow it down just for the last few. And there's been some great matches in the past.
Yeah.
You get down to like the final four, or the final two even. It's usually fireworks. It's fun, you know. People are nervous. They're trying to bring their best. It's a good time.
Yeah. One of the things that I feel like I'm going to miss from Van Jam, though I've never been here, is the Colin Hislop vlogs and the other vlogs. So I'm trying to do my due diligence. I don't vlog, but I podcast. So I figured, let's podcast some of this weekend. So we've been doing a little bit of a Brewview Comes to Van Jam podcast series. Have you listened yet?
No, you know, I haven't actually like stayed up like super current on it. So
it's also been like only in the last 2 days. So
okay.
We've been podcasting our road trip out here, giving people some insight into a group of guys making their first trip out to Van Jam, our pit stops. We're going to be podcasting the whole weekend, getting some interviews with some of the players that are out here, just kind of doing a people of Van Jam sort of a vibe.
Sweet.
So I think it'll be fun. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I love the content you've been creating and just being able to go back and like relive those experiences. I mean, it's cool for people who haven't been here. I think they can kind of get a peek at it, but You know, for me personally, I'm sure like years from now it'll be awesome to come back and relive it a little bit. So,
well, that was what it was for me, like watching the Van Jam edits that Colin would do or whatever. Yeah, it was just like you watch
Colin's
those and you're
always,
like, oh, I want that.
Yeah, it's sad they're not gonna be able to make it, but
we got
next all the more reason to get everybody out again.
Exactly, right? Next year, people are going to say, oh, I missed it last year. I need to come this year. And so next year is going to just be huge, and I can't wait for it. I'm already stoked. Just tell me the dates, and I'll book my flights. Yeah. You name it.
We probably won't know for like 8 or 9 months yet, but I know you'll be there. I'll let you know.
We'll be there. We'll be there. Well, Alex, thank you so much for jumping on Brewview here for a quick minute. We will be doing this all throughout the weekend, getting some interviews with some people, and tune in. You want to say some closing words to the Brewview listeners?
Get outside and jam.
You heard it. We're jamming in Van. Get out of your house and go jam wherever you are. Be a part of the jam.
Exactly.
We're all jamming together. All right, guys. We are going to wrap it up here for this quick check-in. We will be back tomorrow with some more Brewview comes to Van Jam. We will catch you soon.